Greetings, I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I'm so happy to be here once again in the house of the Lord, in this sanctuary. As Bible says, it's always good to be in the house of the Lord with the brethren. So let us open our books together. Our reading has been taken from book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses from 15 to 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as member of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. I brought greetings from Second Baptist Church. I was there last Sunday. They asked me to come and preach. Because if you're a pastor, they call you anywhere, everywhere, you don't even refuse. So it was good. I have seen some people that I have known for a very long time. And it was a blessing always to share the word of God together. And I just want to thank God for this time of Thanksgiving, for those who are doing a lot in this congregation. May the Lord continue to honor you. And I thank Mama Susan for preaching here. And I appreciate my sister Pasbe also for supporting. Pasbe's right there. She raised her hand. Praise God. That's a good thing. Let us continue to support each other because God is faithful. He is the one that has had good works in our lives. He will bring it into accomplishment. As I welcome you, dear brothers and family in Christ this morning, as we gathered here today to reflect on American Thanksgiving. Are you happy for this upcoming Thanksgiving? I was talking to my wife about it, saying, look, baby, we need two turkeys this year. You know, I'm tired of kind of one turkey. We need two turkeys because I love turkey. You know what I'm saying? I love eating turkey, especially the leg, you know, the leg, the drums. I love it. So we're putting our Thanksgiving together as a family. So I want you to continue to pray for us, especially this 2025. It's a bit challenging, but I know God is going to provide our needs according to his riches and glory. We're going to take a moment here to consider what it means to celebrate this day from biblical perspective as we are approaching Thanksgiving next week. I want to talk about it here a little bit. In the world that continuously changes and is very challenging into families. Some people are thinking now, how am I going to afford to buy food or to put food on my table? But I know, as I mentioned, the verse says God will provide our needs according to his riches in glory. Thanksgiving is an opportunity not just to reflect on our blessings, but to connect our gratitude with our faith. And those the words that I put out here, and the Lord who provides everything and sustains us at this difficult time. Today we're going to talk from the scripture that I just read, and that's going to be our main verse for today. And I want you to pay attention because God is about to speak in our lives all here together. This verse reminds us of a few key themes. Number one, peace. Number two, unity. Number three, action. That's what we're going to delve in this verse. All grounded in thankfulness. All grounded in thanksgiving. Let the peace of Christ rule. That's the point number one I will be talking about. As we stand in 2025, we are aware of various challenges that we are going through. that have shaped our faith journey together. There may be personal trials that we are going through as a family, as a community, as a church, as a country. It could be societal upheaval or communal needs that weigh on our hearts. Because heart is very important, it needs to be protected. And that's very crucial. Yet Paul, the apostle, encouraged us to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Once you have peace of Christ in your heart, people will start to see the fruits of Holy Spirit. They will see the joy of the Lord that comes out of your heart in your faith. And the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. You'll never get any strength from anywhere but from the joy of the Lord. And that is very important, brothers and sisters. The joy of the Lord is our strength. People might try to give you a joy here and there. It could be your husband, your wife, your children, your community, and your friends. But that joy will never match the joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that's what Paul said here. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Let the joy of Christ rule in our heart. Example from the scripture, remember how Jesus calmed the storm. They were in that boat. The storm comes. The Bible says in Mark 4:39, when the disciples were afraid, Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, saying, "Peace be still." Hallelujah. Peace be still. Disciples were so afraid, but Jesus said, "Peace be still." Why the disciple was so afraid, even though the master Jesus was with them in that boat? But they were afraid. In the same situation you may find yourself in. But I want to assure you that God Almighty told us, assures us, "I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind." But disciples here were so afraid because of the storm that came their ways. We have storms that comes our way in this season. It's been challenging. But I want to show you, as long as Jesus Christ is in your boat, fear not. Hallelujah. Fear not. Stand strong. Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves, saying, "Peace be still." At the moment of the troubles, let us hold on the truth that His peace surpasses all the understanding and guards our heart. His peace surpasses all the understanding, all above the problems that we're going through in this season. God will answer your prayers accordingly. Reflection: how can we experience this peace? How are we Christians going to experience this peace in our lives today? When can we surrender to Him this Thanksgiving? How can we experience this peace? And what are we going to surrender to God this season of Thanksgiving? Number one, we have to embrace unity in gratitude. We have to embrace unity in gratitude. Unity of church is very important. Unity of brethren is very important. Not unity that built upon shallow ground, but the unity that built upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. We need that unity combined with a gratitude. Thanksgiving is a time that long has been associated with gathering, family, reunions, friendship, and community. I know we have sit here today. People are planning what I'm going to do for my family this Thanksgiving. Some people will travel from other part of the country to come to Nebraska. Some people are traveling from Nebraska going to Wisconsin. I was talking to my boss at work. He said, "Marlesh, this Thanksgiving, me and my family will travel into Wisconsin because my son is there with his family. So my family from Nebraska are traveling to Wisconsin." And I asked him, I said, "Sir, are you really afraid about the snow?" Praise the Lord.
You afraid about this? No. He said, Malaysia, no, it's not, it's coming. But I don't have any choice. But I have to go and meet with my family. That's important. And I have seen the virtue and the value of family here right away. So at Thanksgiving, I know you're going to meet with your family. It's going to be family reunion. It's going to be friendship. The friends that you haven't seen for a long time. And it's going to be community gathering together. For me and my family, we're going to come together. And others are going to come from Omaha, from Lincoln. Guess what? We're going to cook that turkey. And mac and cheese is going to be there too. Mac and cheese, you know. And this is the time of the year I can eat a lot, you know. It's a good thing. And I thank God Almighty for Thanksgiving, you know. So I want you to prepare your heart and be ready for that, because it's going to be very beautiful. And show whoever you meet in your way, show them the love of Christ. That's very important and very good. And then example from the early church. The Bible says the early church, the early Christians often share the communal meal, breaking bread together. In Acts 2, verse 47, they devoted themselves to teaching. At this time, we as a church, as a community, as a family, we have to devote ourselves in teaching. Teach each other the word of God. Fellowship together. Do Bible study together. That is very important. Share word of God with the children, because that will strengthen their faith. We have to have that fellowship. We have to pray together. We have to pray together in this Thanksgiving. And this unity will reflect the body of Christ in our lives. We'll affirm that our connection with one another is important. You know, friends, sometimes friendship that based on anything will fade away. But friendship that connect with the love of God, with the love of Jesus Christ, will never go nowhere. In this season, let us not only give thanks for our blessings, but also for one another. How can we strengthen bonds with those around us? Maybe you have family that you don't even talk to them. You don't even say hi to them. So how are we going to reconcile this in this kind of challenging time? But God is strengthening us, is encouraging you to come close to them. Say, my brother, forgive me. My sister, forgive me. My daughter, forgive me. My son, forgive me. My friend, forgive me. So that we can flourish together in this time of Thanksgiving. It is good to do that. That will strengthen us very strongly. Hallelujah. Now here, actionable thankfulness. Paul challenged us, Paul the Apostle challenged us, that our thankfulness must lead to action. Because action speaks more louder than talking. You can talk, but if you take action, initiative, if you take action, it will speak more louder than talking. If somebody's hungry, give them food. If somebody doesn't have a clothes, give them cold weather clothes. If somebody you heard is in the hospital, go and visit them in the hospital. You heard somebody's in prison, go and visit them. If they can allow you, go and visit them in prison. It does important. Paul challenges us that thankfulness must lead to action. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Example from the scripture, the second of 10 lepers. They were sick. In book of Luke 17, verses 15 to 19, serves as very important point for this sermon today. It's going to remind you and me, after being healed by Jesus, only one leper came back. The other nine, they're gone. A Samaritan returned to give thanks. His return was not just gratitude, it was a recognition of what had been done for him and led to a deeper restoration of faith. Anybody did something good for you, go back and tell them, thank you, my sister, for helping me. Thank you, my brother, for helping me. Because God used them as an instrument to be a source of blessing to you. You thank people that have left you, people that are praying for you, people that support you, for you to be here today. Because we have our destiny helpers that help us. We have to know that. And we have to acknowledge them. We have to pray for them. In conclusion, as we gather around our table this Thanksgiving, let us be intentional about giving thanks. The Thanksgiving season is a sacred reminder. The Americans that came here centuries ago, they chose this day so that they can celebrate the goodness of the Lord in the land of living, for what God has done into their life. And many, many centuries later, we're still celebrating this thing today. We have to be faithful, because God is going to provide for you this season. Fear not, even if you're going through challenges, but just look upon the cross of Jesus. He said, it is finished. It is finished. There is nothing impossible before him. He said, I am the Lord that I changes not, and I will never share my glory with anybody, even my praise. He's a good God that has started good works in our lives. He will bring it to accomplishment. Fear not this Thanksgiving. Look upon the mountain of the Lord where your help comes from. Look upon the mountain of the Lord where your help comes from. Praise the Lord. He's a good God. Hang in there with Jesus in this season. At the time to reflect on his goodness, even in the midst of his trouble. Let our hearts be filled with gratitude at this Thanksgiving. Let our heart be filled with the peace of Christ offers the goodness into others. Let our hearts be filled with the unity that we share in the body of Christ. Let our heart be filled with love as we're serving others. The call to action is to embed our Thanksgiving into everyday life. It's not going to be only this Thanksgiving, but in everyday life. Let us pray together. Let us pray. As we're going to pray, I want you to commit to nurturing our faith. Let us commit to nurturing our faith and extending our hands of service and lifting our voices in praise. May our thankfulness overflow in every aspect of our lives, building a bridge of hope and bridge of love to those who are around us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this Thanksgiving. Help us to see your hands at work in our lives and be embraced an attitude of gratitude, O Lord. May the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, O Jehovah, drawing us together in unity as we express our thanks. Father, the mighty name of Jesus, remind us to turn our gratitude into action, serving others and bringing glory into your name. I pray all these in the mighty name of our beloved Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.